Welcome to Corazon Technologies, home of the Digital Executive Podcast.
Welcome to the Digital Executive. Today's guest is Samir Madan. Samir Madan is the Chief Technology Officer and co-founder at Neura Health. He has over a decade of experience building products and technology. Before Neura Health, Samir was at Facebook for 9 years, where he built and led technical development on major products such as Facebook Live, video, comments, photos, and newsfeed. Samir has a master's degree in computer science and product design from Stanford University. Well, good afternoon, Samir. Welcome to the show.
Yeah, good afternoon. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Amazing, Samir. I appreciate you jumping on. And we're going to talk some things about your background, company, and career, but also the fact that we're a tech platform. I'm a technology executive as well, and I love just chatting with my fellow peers out in the industry. So thank you. So Samir, jumping right in here, you've got quite the career in technology, a software engineer, and now the co-founder and chief technology officer of Neura Health. Could you share with our audience the secret to your career growth and what inspires you?
Yeah, so I think for me, working at Facebook right out of school was hugely beneficial to my career growth. At the time, I got to build some amazing products while working with some of the smartest people I've ever met. And honestly, as a new graduate from college and grad school who had never worked in tech before, I was just very inspired by some of the people that I met at Facebook who were, in a lot of cases, experts in the industry that were well known across Silicon Valley and were just very good at what they did. So I think that was really instrumental in helping jumpstart my career right after school.
That's awesome. And starting out in such a big company like that, that obviously has a reputation of developing some great products, right? And hiring some great engineers. So that's awesome. So Samir, we're going to switch a little bit to the pandemic a little bit. What was your biggest single business decision you had to make during the first year of that lockdown? And how different is your business strategy today?
That's interesting because we actually started our company during the first year of the pandemic. And in a way, our whole business was inspired by actual changes that we saw happening in healthcare during the pandemic. Our company is focused on digital health and remote care for chronic neurological conditions. And it was the first year of the pandemic, and we saw this change happening across the country in the way healthcare was being delivered, where everyone, both patients and providers, had to learn to do this without having to see each other. And in a lot of cases, the quality of care did not go down, and it was actually better for both parties. So our company actually started during the pandemic, inspired by the changes we saw happening because of it.
That's amazing. There are so many stories. It's interesting, this podcast started during the pandemic as well.
But oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, we've seen a lot of things, but I got to hear essentially 500 stories, people like you that got on here and talked about some of their challenges and things that they had to overcome during the pandemic. So thank you again for sharing your story. So Samir, you're obviously leveraging some new and emerging technologies within your tech stack. Is there anything you might be able to share with us today?
Yeah, for sure. So we have a mobile first product that we have on iOS and Android, and we use React Native for that. It's something that was built at Facebook while I was working over there. So I'm obviously a little biased towards it. There are other frameworks now that, you know, solve a similar problem of allowing people to write cross-platform apps without having to, you know, duplicate effort for iOS and Android and other devices. But React Native has been fantastic, I think. If anyone listening is building a mobile app, I would recommend checking it out. For our server side, we are heavily invested in Google Cloud and Firebase in particular, which is part of Google Cloud. And really, there's like AWS or Google Cloud are the two major players in that space. And for us, Google Cloud has been nothing short of incredible. I'm a huge fan. I like the way they've set it up. It's excellent. The documentation is great. And I think we just managed to find a sweet spot with both the choices of our server and client-side frameworks that have really helped us move really fast with the products we've built. So very happy with that.
That's awesome. And again, with that last, you know, we just talked about a minute ago around how the challenges through the pandemic, we've seen tremendous innovation, people moving from code to low or no code, people leveraging machine learning and the things that Google and others have brought to market just in the last couple of years is awesome. So thank you for sharing that. And so last question, Samir, can you share something from your career experience that would be helpful for those looking to go their career in tech or entrepreneurship?
Well, first of all, if you don't know how to code already, learn how to code. And, you know, it's fun. You know, when you first learn how you can make a computer do something you want it to do, it's just very powerful. And you see the potential it has for building real products that solve real people's problems. And if you already know how to code and you are working in tech, then my advice would be that, you know, in short, always keep an eye open for incredible opportunities that might be out there. A lot of times, and I think I was guilty of this myself, when you're in a company in tech and you're really happy with where you're at right now, sometimes it probably holds you back because in a lot of cases, it helps to change teams or even change companies to go higher. During my time at Facebook, I actually know people that went from one company to another and came back, and that's how they actually got, quote, promoted. So I would just recommend that, you know, if you're working in tech, always keep an eye out for something that might be just an incredible fit for you. You know, never be fully satisfied and closed off to those opportunities. And that would be my main advice. And that's actually how I got into starting my company, because I was looking to do something different. And I was feeling that I'd hit a sort of ceiling at Facebook. And just by looking, I found my co-founder who was also looking for a co-founder at the same time. And that really helped us kind of find each other and, you know, start our company from there.
That's awesome. And you're right about the, you know, writing some code. I used to do a lot of that years ago, but still dabble in that a little bit. And that's always been a passion of mine as well. So I appreciate your sharing those gems with our audience. And Samir, it was a pleasure having you on today. And I look forward to speaking with you real soon.
Yeah. Thank you for having me.
Bye for now.